This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A few words by President Obama have provoked a strong reaction in the Middle East, specifically in Israel. The president is traveling to the Middle East this week, and in an interview with NPR News before he left, he suggested that he may have to press Israel harder to change its policies.
Part of being a good friend is being honest. And I think there have been times where we are not as honest as we should be about the fact that the current direction, the current trajectory in the region is profoundly negative, not only for Israeli interests, but also U.S. interests.
The U.S. and Israel disagree right now over the Jewish settlements that are spreading across the region known as the West Bank. To understand why this disagreement is so intense, we go to NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. She's in Jerusalem. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi.
What does each side say about these settlements right now?
Well, what Israel wants is to be allowed to continue expansion in large settlement blocks, which it believes will come to it in any future peace accord. To give you an idea, large settlement blocks can have thousands of people in them, sometimes tens of thousands of people in them, Jewish people who live in what is considered the West Bank. The Israelis term it natural growth, meaning that they believe because residents of settlements have children, those children should be allowed to live near their parents if they so choose and therefore build new housing. The U.S., of course, wants all settlement activity to stop completely.
So this is something the United States has wanted for years, for this activity to stop because it's moving into land that was once envisioned as part of a Palestinian state. The Israelis have said once again, after President Obama asked for them to stop, that no, they're not. And then the president put out these comments suggesting, not too specifically, that there could be consequences if Israel continues on this course. What's the reaction?
Well, those comments of the president were replayed all day yesterday on radio and television here, and today they were reprinted in almost every newspaper. And I can tell you the message Mr. Obama imparted is causing a great deal of concern here. I'll just give you a brief rundown. One article says the political sources here now believe that President Obama is trying to topple Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. The first line of an editorial in another paper says this: bad times are in the offing for us. So a lot of consternation here about the American administration's intentions. Israel is used to having the unstinting support of the United States. And when relations become strained, as they appear to be right now, the people get very, very nervous here.
It's interesting that you mentioned the unstinting support, because the president's remarks seemed rather measured and he didn't warn of any specific consequences or a timeline. But you're saying that even so, this is a great surprise to Israel to have any kind of warning that they may be forced to change their behavior.
Absolutely. For the past 8 years under the Bush administration, the general consensus here is among analysts and even among government officials is that Israel was pretty much allowed to do whatever it wished. The Bush administration was distracted with other issues, so say many analysts here. And now that the Obama administration is taking a tougher stance, as is being perceived here, that is causing a great deal of concern, also because of the very delicate political situation here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu finds himself in a right-wing coalition. The support of his right-wing coalition depends heavily on people who support the settlements. So he does not have a lot of wiggle room here. If he acquiesces to U.S. demands, then his coalition will very likely collapse. If, on the other hand, he faces a confrontation with the United States, then he faces another set of difficulties here, which is that people in this country get very nervous when the United States and the prime minister of this country are facing off against each other.
Lourdes, do you actually see settlements growing, construction going on, even as this debate continues?
Yes. I went to one outpost, which is a sort of small offshoot of an established settlement, and the Israeli police took it down. And we went in the afternoon, and they were building it back up again. There was no Israeli police there, and the settlers said that they were going to continue building despite government attempts to prohibit them. So I think there's going to be a lot of tension here in the coming weeks and certainly in the coming months.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is NPR's correspondent in Jerusalem. Lourdes, good to talk with you.
You're welcome.